In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce some time, the night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to hear half your breath. I know you're still living your life after death.
Eastern community has been amazing to this family. You have no idea. They walked out of that room, and to see you all here and all your candles, and all Julia's father could say was, wow. Jennifer is going to need Eastern. This is her school. This is her place where she grew into the woman that she is. And she's gonna need you guys. I wanna thank you all on Jennifer's behalf for all the messages, voicemails, texts, everything, for even coming out today. She's received them all. And maybe in time she'll be able to respond to each and every one of you in her own personal way. But now that she can't right now, I'm here to thank you for her. It's been amazing. She has read every single one. She has not grazed over a single text. Every single kind word has been read. And I need you guys to know that. That it's meant a lot to her and their family. And just thank you.
My name is Kelly Elrod. I worked with Julia at the Saline Walmart in Saline for the last couple years. And when we were getting ready for Black Friday, she was just going crazy. And we were like, oh my God, another Black Friday, what can we do? But, you know, we got through it. She was a trooper, even though she was so tired the next day. She was a wonderful person, and my heart goes out to her family. Thank you.
My name is Mara Calabrese, and me and Julia met in sixth grade. We became really close after graduation. She was my best friend. We even argued like sisters, just like her and Jennifer at times. And just recently, we had a little falling out, and I mean, I couldn't regret that more. I wish we would have been able to make up, but I know that she knows how much I care. And I know she cares about me. We'll always be best friends. One of my main memories with her is just recently, last May of 2011, we went to go see her grandpa in Florida together. And it was like a struggling flight because it was when all the storms happened down south. So we got stuck in Memphis, Tennessee for 13 and a half hours together. And that's an example of one of the times we were arguing like sisters. I was like, I don't want to wait here anymore. Like, this, I don't even care. I just want to go home. But I decided, you know what, this is my best friend, and let's make it an adventure. So we did, and we walked around the airport together, and eventually made it to her grandpa and grandma's house. And under all my clothes, I have our Clearwater Hooter shirts on because we went there together. And so we have matching shirts. So I had to make sure I wore that for her, but I still consider all of these people my family. Jim and Kim, you're like my second parents. Jennifer, you're another sister to me. Madison, you're my sister. I love all of you guys so much, and Julia, I really love you, okay?
I would often go with Phil and Rachel and Jennifer to Julia's apartment. This was last year, and I was a brand new transfer student and living in Pittman Hall with Jennifer. And we would go, Julia threw us a party, and this girl, you guys know, knows how to party. And, you know, she had everything set out and all the music going, and all of a sudden, her and Jennifer and Phil jump up on the counter. They do one of those sorority poses, which I know everyone knows, so I'm not going to do it because I don't really know how. And they come out with the thing called twinning. Now, Pittman Hall knows what twinning is. and we twin all the time. And so, Julia, that is one of my fondest memories of you. You know, always going around, even when you had Julia, Jennifer with you, you'd always be like, twinning, twinning! And it was great. Girl, you are everything anyone ever aspires to be. A kind heart is, there's no words to express how much of an impact you made on every single individual here. Always going the extra mile and the extra step to help someone else in need. Ann Arbor, Ipsy, Monroe, and all of their cities that people are from are all behind you. And we'll fight for you, and just keep us all in your scope, and watch down on us. And we love you, Julia.
My name is Rose, and I was just recently on a trip for a whole week to New York with Julia. This was the first time I had ever met her, and certainly I didn't think it would be the last time that I'd spent with her, but immediately we all felt a special bond. I'm a twin, and I know that she was too, and another girl on the trip was, and we all had bonded over that. On, you know, anybody else who's a twin out there knows that you have that special bond with them, and nobody else will ever know what that is like. So I really, really feel for Jennifer. I mean, I can only imagine how it would be to lose my twin and my other half. So I'm so glad I got to have the time that I did with her, and she will really be missed.
Hi, my name is Colin. I only recently got to know Julia too. We had a class this semester. With Dr. Hamill, which was an announcing class, so we all had to go up in front of ourselves and expose ourselves kind of to each other. So, you know, we all got really close, and, you know, Julia was just always one of those people who was so warm and so kind. And, you know, one of the things I will miss, you know, most in that class is being able to go in the morning, sit next down to her, make a snarky comment or a joke, and have her laugh and then turn and look at me. Like, oh, you shouldn't have just said that. You know, one of my fondest memories of her was for our how-to assignment. She had to show people, she chose to show people how to do their hair in, like, a Jersey style from the Jersey Shore. And everybody just looked at her like, what are you doing? And even a few people went up to her and were like, really, you're doing this? And she just, you know, with all of her confidence and all of her swagger, just looked at them and said, oh, come on, you know it's a guilty pleasure of yours, too. You know, and that was just who Julia was. You couldn't make her feel bad about herself one minute of the day. And she was just one of those people who never had a mean word to say about anybody. And if you tried to say a mean word about anybody in front of her, she would just, you know, change the subject or kind of put you in your place. She was just so kind and confident, and, you know, I'm going to miss her a lot, and my heart and everything goes out to the family and all of her friends who miss her.
My name is Allison, and I went to high school with Julia. We ran track together, and for those of you who know Julia, she had a lot of school spirit. So I was very thankful to have Julia come to Eastern. There was always... I was always afraid to go places alone, and Julia came with me when I didn't have somebody there, and I'm very thankful for her.
My name's Rosie, and I met Julia a couple years ago because I lived in Pittman with Jen, and I had some classes with her as well, and this semester we seemed to be on a similar schedule. We always seemed to see each other when we were walking to class. And the last conversation I had with her was about Walmart, because we all know how much she loved Walmart and everything at Walmart. And she was wearing some sparkly Tom's shoes. And she said, well,
You know, I learned that once you get out of high school, that it doesn't matter what other people think, and Walmart is just the best way to go because all their stuff is cute, and it's great priced, and I can really pull it off. And I remember we were talking about the Furbies also coming back, and she said, well, you know, they aren't that creepy anymore, and they can play your music, and she just kept advertising it. She was like a walking advertisement for Walmart. And I would always try and contradict it and be like, Julia, come on. We know. We see the commercials. But she always made me smile and laugh, no matter what came out of her mouth, even if it was the most ridiculous thing in the world. And we all know she said some pretty ridiculous things sometimes. And she's definitely going to be missed by many people. My heart goes out to Jen and the rest of her family as well.
So I met Julia just over a year ago with this group of people from Pittman. And it took me forever to realize that she wasn't Jennifer. Because I never met them together. I'd always see them on separate occasions. We were out to dinner one night, and she was telling me a story about someone who was preaching to her that tanning was bad. And she was selling tanning to me. And, you know, little did she know that I'm one of those people who would never go tanning. But definitely once she figured out that I was one of those people, you know, she had no different opinion towards me. She's just one of those kind-hearted people that this world needs. And she's going to be missed greatly.
Hi, my name's Dana. I had a class with Julia last semester, and this semester, and we're really close classmates. And when I first met Julia, I was like so surprised. I'm like, wow, someone who talks just as much as I do. And I would like always come into class, and sometimes I was like really bummed this semester, just a couple like personal things going on with my life, and I just like always knew, like, all right, I'm going to persuasion, like, Julia's in there, I know I'm gonna walk in, and right away she's gonna be like, girl, what'd you do this weekend, like, why are you so down, like, da 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 da, and just like, I just could like always just, she always just lifted my spirits, and I just want to let her family know I'm really praying for you guys, and she will definitely be missed, and she made definitely an impact on me.
Hi, my name's Jordan. I, like a couple people have expressed, I actually met Julia and Jennifer through Mara at a party for the two of them. How typical. And actually, Julia didn't remember me the next day. No big deal. But I remember going over to Mara's house. And the funniest thing is the second time I'd ever been to Mara and Julia's apartment together was a teen mom night. And I remember one night Julia was working and she came home and we were watching Teen Mom already and it was almost over and it was like, you know how they advertise the cliffhangers and things like that, and it was just about to come back on and Julia burst through the door, and just like someone just said, all she wanted to do was talk, which is the funniest thing because that's all Mara and I do is talk. We interrupt each other all the time, so adding Julia in on top of that always made it an eventful conversation for the three of us, for sure, in the apartment. And don't get any of us drunk together, because it just gets loud, really loud. But definitely good times, and my heart goes out to you guys, for sure.
A lot of people don't know about Pittman 8, about 2 years ago in Pittman Hall. The whole floor became best friends, and we became a family. Julia was brought in as part of our family. The people that you meet at college, or at least for me, my bestest friends of my entire life, they were considered family to me. So to find this tragic story, we lost a family member. Pittman 8. We even have t-shirts. It says Pittman 8.
It actually says 8-4 Pittman, but that's okay.
Yeah, that too. without Rachel and Phil and
Rosie and Sasha and my friend Kaylee being here with me and dealing with this whole thing, I would have never been able to. So I'd just like to say that the people you meet, please cherish every moment of it. Julia was an amazing friend. She was always there for everybody. And I really, really appreciate all you guys coming out tonight for Jen and her family. Thank you.
My name is Philip, and I just want to share with you a memory that I remember of Julia. Julia loved entering raffles and winning things. And I'll never forget the last time that I'd seen her. Before we went out to B-Dubs, she had actually just got off work from Walmart. And we were waiting for her to get ready so we could go out to eat. And as we were sitting there, she would start getting ready and then stop. And then, come on, Julia, we're hungry. Let's go. Yeah, I'm hungry too. All right. And then 2 minutes later, it was back to, oh, you guys know. And the one more thing. And the one thing that she showed off is, Phil, look at these Beats headphones I won. And she made me try them on and listen to them, and they were just so good, and she won them. She won them. She didn't even have to pay for them. And that's one thing that I'll remember from Julia.
Okay, I have one more thing, and I promise I'll keep my composure this time because it's kind of a funny story. Last year, Jen, Julia, my roommate Andrew, who lived in Pittman with us, and I decided to go to Briarwood Mall. And when we got there, we met Julia there, and Julia looked at Jennifer and said, "Don't let me spend money. Don't let me spend money." So Jen is she's very good about not letting you spend money. So we all go in the mall and we're shopping. We're just kind of window shopping, and we go into Victoria's Secret. And Julia, her eyes lit up like a child in a toy store. She wanted to buy everything. So she's picking things up and wanting to try things on, and Jennifer's standing there. Julia, I told you not to. No, you can't buy that. No, Julia, you told me not to let you spend money. No, you're not allowed to do that. And I looked at Jen, and I was like, Jen, it's fine. It's cool. And she goes, no, it's not. She told me not to spend money. So the entire time, they bickered. And it was, I was so irritated at the time. And I'm just standing there, and I look at Andrew, and I said, I'm going to leave them here. I'm going to leave them in the mall. And I'm not coming back. But then we finally leave the store, and we're walking around some more, and they link arms as they're walking down the hallway, or the hallway, whatever you want to call it. They just link arms. They're just walking along doing their thing, and I look at Andrew, and I just laughed, because there was nothing else I could do. I was just sitting there threatening to leave them there, and next thing they know, they're best friends, and that's the power of being a twin. Sorry, I write things down so I don't lose it. It's just what I do. Okay. On behalf of Julia's family and friends, I would like to thank all of you for coming out tonight, including my personal friends and all of our personal friends outside of the family. I know there are people here who didn't know Julia, and I hope you walk away today knowing, you know, just a little bit about who she was. This loss is a shock to many different communities, not just here and not just Monroe. I just want to thank you guys for coming together in support of all this. Please keep Julia and all of her family and her friends in your prayers. And this is Dad.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dad. I will keep my composure the best that I can. I had my moment down in Monroe, and this is really overwhelming for me. I am not a in-your-face person. Julia... and her mother are so much alike. Jennifer and I are probably the ones that are the two most alike. We would rather just be off in the background and observing what's going on. I feel like that I am here for all of you, not you being here for us. I'm amazed, just amazed, what Julia has accomplished in 23 years, and most of which was done in the last 2 years. the stories that you have heard, you know, there wasn't a lie in there. The bickering thing, oh my God. It was, the last bickering event that we had was this year. We made the decision to go out and cut down a Christmas tree. And Julia says, no, you're not going to touch that until I get there. You promise, right? Yeah, we're, no, I mean, yes, Julia, we got it. We're going to leave it. Okay, I'm just saying. So she gets in the house, her sister's there. And I'm not kidding, within a minute. Enough. What? Leave us alone. I love you. Really? You don't sound like it. We got this, Dad. All right. I'm going to go in the other room. Okay. No, you have to stay here. Okay. So I sat there and I just listened and I chuckled. You know, I think that if we pass this mic back around, we could go on and on and on. We really can. I have heard a whole lot of stories about a whole lot of different people up here, and a lot of the character and the personalities that that just bounce around all over. I that part of me is at a loss. I wish that I had this. I'm glad that Jennifer and Julia had the opportunity to experience what I'm seeing right now. And with that, I couldn't ask for anything more. Thank you. Thank you for being her friend. Thank you for being her support. Thanks for putting up with her. I will extend the invitation for any of you to come down over the weekend to pay your last respects. If you haven't, the information is everywhere. No, I'm not okay. The days are going to be long. Again, thank you very much, everyone.
I just want to say something real quick. As a EMU alum, I can't thank you guys enough for being here tonight. It's very overwhelming, and I'm very happy to see all of you guys. And I can't thank you guys enough for all the support. And even those of you that didn't know her, all of you that have texted me, called, all the hundreds and hundreds of Facebook messages and emails from people who didn't know me but knew Julia, I can't thank you enough. And I just want to let you know that I will read these every day. And even though I may not find the time to respond right now or have the words to say, these messages will help me get through this. And I believe that she's here with me right now. And she is the reason I am talking on this microphone right now. So, thank you so much. This is beautiful. Thank you, Rachel and Phil, and all my friends who showed up to support me. Thank you.
Again, thank you guys so much. Phil and myself, we were not expecting any of this. We would have been okay with 10 of us standing here, sharing memories, bawling our eyes out. But all of you here makes us know that this community is a heck of a lot closer than a lot of other places, and for that I thank all of you.